Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
Just let it go for a minute. That's Frankie.
I tell you, brother,
you can't have one without the other.
7:14, Brian and Kathleen mornings. That's Frank Sinatra. He's not on the show right now. It's instead our other favorite Italians, Joe and Cindy Farini. Hey, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
No, I'm Italian by marriage.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That was a selling point for her. Yeah. So you had someone write into you recently who said, my husband and I have opportunity to have dinner and enjoy other social occasions, both for business and pleasure, but we find some people who have really horrible table manners. I would often wonder, has the husband or wife ever told their spouse privately not to chew with their mouth open, not to talk with their mouth full of food, not to lick their fingers, not to stuff their mouth full, and the list goes on. I wouldn't ever say anything to others, but should we be open with our spouse to share things like that with them? Mom, I know this is a passion point for you, so I'll let you start.
Well, I am passionate about that because I think that manners really honor other people when we have good manners, but the background is home economics, so you know, I learned a lot about table manners and etiquette and all those sorts of things. And I just, I do think it's a really important thing. And the question that this person is asking is if we should tell our spouse that they have bad manners. And I think absolutely yes. You know, all those things that she listed, they can be really kind of gross at the table if you're the one sitting across from that person. And I remember years ago, Joe and I had a meal with a really important business person, and that person's manners were quite shocking in a very negative way. And I just thought to myself, why wouldn't that wife say something? And maybe she did, and maybe he was just like, hey, get off my back. I don't know what his response was, because I certainly wasn't going to say anything. But I was really surprised, and kind of you wonder, gosh, how did they get where they're at when they can't really have good manners in front of other people? So I think my response to her, this writer, would be if we could do it with our spouse in a way that's instructional rather than correctional. And, you know, that might look like, you know, if I were to say something to Joe, you know, I wouldn't do it correcting them in front of somebody, and I wouldn't correct them at the table, but I might instruct them and just say, hey, you know, the next time that we're out, you know, maybe if we're eating dinner, like we shouldn't have our elbows on the table, maybe even referencing something I've done that would also reference something that he has done, so that it's not like I'm just pointing a finger and saying, you're the only one who, you know, isn't doing it properly. So that's kind of how I would set that up with this person. And really, when raising the family, I really felt like it was important to have good manners. And I have to say that even our Joey, who has some difficulties with certain things in eating, he has some better table manners than some people who should know better.
And it also so I took think years to teach him that, though. Let's not forget that he didn't just...
Yes.
Yeah. Lots of conversations.
And for many of us, yeah, you're absolutely right. And for many of us, it will take years and often reminders, you know, because there are things that, you know, we do that need to be corrected from time to time.
So then, Dad, let me ask you, have you ever had to correct Mom on her manners?
No, I'm pretty sure I've never had to do that. Cindy, as you know, she's a very refined, conscientious, classy lady, and I mean, she's the last person I would ever have to tell anything about her manners. But for me personally, because this is such an important issue for her, I really tried my best to mind my manners, whether it's at home by ourselves or in public. But I have to tell you, there were a couple of times recently that we had a couple of good laughs because we didn't mind our manners very well. and the first one was when we were alone sitting on the couch at the end of the day. And she and I were finishing off the last bit of popcorn, and we both had popcorn crumbs all over us.
And on the floor.
Cindy, all over. It was just amazing. And Cindy stopped and looked at both of us and said something to the effect of, did you ever think we would get to the point in our relationship where we would not be ashamed of sitting on the couch with our jammies on with a bunch of popcorn crumbs all over us. At which point I said, yep, we're living the dream.
Yeah, totally.
It was it, yeah.
I think we've all been there, if not right. with someone else, at least alone.
Yeah. And the other incident occurred when Cindy was teaching our grandson Joshua how to chew gum, or should I say how not to chew gum. And Cindy, I'm just going to let you finish that one off. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, you know, when the kids were little, we would teach them to chew gum with their mouth closed. But I always am chewing my gum with my mouth open, trying to make as many cracks as I can. And it's mainly because that's what I do to stay awake when I'm driving. Those people who know that it's hard for me to drive a short distance, let alone a long distance, I keep awake with chewing gum. But I was teaching our grandson how to do it the wrong way because his parents were teaching him how to be polite and chew it with his mouth closed. So we had a little video, and it was really cute because he was doing it just like his Mooma. But I just want to say, too, and then I want Dad to finish what he was saying, too. But I think it's important especially when you're out, to have good manners because that really honors and respects other people. But, you know, if you're home and you want to, you know, drink that last bit of soup instead of, you know, using a spoon, you want to slurp your coffee, enjoy that at home. But then just remember, too, that those are the kinds of things that the more you do them at home, the easier it is to do it when you're out, and you may not realize how much you're offending somebody. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we all have our bad manner issues, but we can practice them and make them good so that when we're out with people, they're not embarrassed for us, even though we should be the ones who are embarrassed. Joe, did you want to finish or say anything else to this person who wrote in?
Well, I agree with what you've been saying here. I think we should be able to call each other out. We are demonstrating poor table manners. And I think it's a great indicator regarding the transparency and maturity of our marriage by whether or not we can do that and do it in a tactful way, Cindy, the way you do it, you know, instructional versus correctional. And, you know, that goes along with grace and extending grace to one another. So I think it's an important topic, and it's one that, again, is reflective of who you are as a couple.
Yeah, wonderful. I agree. And, you know, just maybe in ending, I would just like to say that I have pulled off on the side of the road to do this interview because I have two wonderful grandsons in the car with me that have not said a word because I have said, could you please be quiet while I do this interview? You want to say hi?
Hi, guys.
Not sure if they should talk now or not. But, you know, that's the beauty. That is the beauty of teaching children young good manners. Because then, you know, they have instant obedience, and they have they can take their kids almost anywhere, and pretty much be assured. I mean, we all have meltdowns, you know, adults included. But you know, when you teach your children good manners, you're not embarrassed to take them out in public.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.